Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney and delighted to be able to celebrate today's Mass with all of you from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to their parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for their Sunday obligation. I will look after my sheep, says the Lord, and I will appoint a shepherd to pasture them, and I, the Lord, will be their God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Well, today the Church honors St. Charles Borromeo, who was a bishop and one of the fathers of the Council of Trent and implemented the reforms of that council. Let us now call to mind our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. Preserve in the midst of your people, we ask, O Lord, the spirit with which you filled the Bishop St. Charles Borromeo, that your church may be constantly renewed, and by conforming herself to the likeness of Christ, may show his face to the world, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Join with others in being imitators of me, brothers and sisters, and observe with those who thus conduct themselves according to the model you have in us. For many, as I have often told you, and now tell you even in tears, conduct themselves as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their stomach. Their glory is their shame. Their minds are occupied with earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven. And from it we also await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will change our lowly body to conform with his glorified body by the power that enables him also to bring all things into subjection to himself. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown in this way, stand firm in the Lord. The word of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. I rejoiced when they said to me, "We will go up to the house of the Lord." And now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Jerusalem, built as a city with compact unity, to it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. According to the decree for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord, in it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Whoever keeps the word of Christ, the love of God is truly perfected in him. Alleluia. 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 The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, a rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, what is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward. The steward said to himself, what shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that, when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes. He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, how much do you owe my master? He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write 1 for 50. Then to another he said, and you, how much do you owe? He replied, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, here is your promissory note, write 1 for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The words of the Gospel, may our sins be wiped away. In our first reading today, St. Paul, in the letter to the Philippians, says, join with others in being imitators of me, brothers and sisters, and observe those who thus conduct themselves according to the model you have in us. So St. Paul, writing to these people, says, well, imitate me because I am an imitator of Christ. And so if you imitate in this way, well, then surely you will be having this and following this model that you have. Well, that's what the saints provide for us, and that's really what we can think about today, especially as we honor St. Charles Borromeo. In the opening prayer today at Mass, we prayed, preserve in the midst of your people, we ask, O Lord, the spirit with which you filled St. Charles Borromeo. So today we're praying, we're asking that the Lord would give us that spirit of St. Charles Borromeo, and really, then, we have to know a little bit about Charles Borromeo if we want to have that spirit of him. And so who was he? What characterized that spirit? Well, the very first thing to know about Charles Borromeo was that he was a pastor, that he was a bishop. He served in the Diocese of Milan, and he was a reformer of the church at the Council of Trent. And as a pastor, his greatest concern then was for the salvation of souls, that he cared about each person who was entrusted to him. And that's the people of God. He had a great care, especially for his priests. He realized that there needed to be reform among the priests of the church. And in a letter he wrote to them, he encouraged them to meditate constantly throughout the day, before, during, and after everything that they did. So as a pastor, drawing people to think of the kingdom of heaven and living their life accordingly. The second thing is that Charles Borromeo had a very sincere Eucharistic devotion. So we find ourselves in the midst of these years of Eucharistic revival, and he's really one to whom we can ask for assistance and to pray for the Eucharistic revival. He exhorted the faithful as a pastor to receive the Holy Eucharist as often as they could. He also spread devotion to Eucharistic adoration by promoting what's called the 40 Hours Devotion, and he even established a confraternity of the Blessed Sacrament. So if we want to have the spirit of Charles Borromeo, it would be a spirit of adoration and devotion to the Holy Eucharist. He also had a strong devotion to the Passion of Christ. And, well, today it's Friday, so we have a good opportunity on this Friday to think about the Passion of Jesus. And in so doing, well, that's really the spirit that led and filled St. Charles Borromeo. He would frequently preach on the topic, especially on Wednesdays and Fridays, at a church in Milan called the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. And in his prayer, he often would talk with the crucified Christ. And then he also was able to preserve the relics of the holy nail in the Cathedral of Milan and would often process through the streets with it. So he always had the passion of Jesus before his eyes. He also was a devoted son of the Blessed Mother. So to have the spirit of Charles Borromeo would mean that we have a love for Our Lady. And he encouraged the recitation of what's known as the Little Office of the Blessed Virgin. He encouraged devotion to the rosary, especially for those who couldn't pray the Psalter. And he also encouraged masses on Saturdays to be celebrated in honor of Our Lady. And he would frequently make pilgrimages to miraculous images of Mary. So this is another thing that characterized his life. And finally, one of the things I especially love is saints who are devoted to saints. And that's also an aspect of St. Charles Borromeo, that as the Archbishop of Milan, St. Ambrose was one of the bishops very early on, and so he has a devotion to St. Ambrose, who preached in that very city. But then he also discovered the tomb of two other saints. He discovered the tombs of Jerome Emiliani and Blessed Nicone the Hermit, and he turned to them especially for intercession. And that's what we do today. Just as he imitated the saints, as he asked for their prayers, well, today we turn to St. Charles Borromeo. We wish to be instructed by his teachings and to be emboldened by his prayers, so that what we pray for today, an outpouring of his spirit upon each one of us, might be true, that we really might have that spirit of St. Charles Borromeo, who in a sense was one of those imitators of Christ. Together now we pray to the Lord for Pope Francis and our bishops, that like St. Charles Borromeo, they will be strong and courageous leaders in our secular culture. We pray to the Lord. For an increase in vocations to the priesthood and the consecrated life, that all will listen for the call of God in their lives and courageously answer that call, we pray to the Lord. For our nation and for all elected and appointed government leaders, that they will protect and defend the fundamental rights to life and religious freedom, we pray to the Lord. For all those who in media, that the promotion of truth, goodness, and beauty will become the foundation of their efforts, and for the success of our relevant radio pledge drive next week, we pray to the Lord. For all the faithful departed during this month of the Holy Souls, we pray to the Lord. For the repose of the soul of Bob Follett, and for all the living and deceased members of the Follett and Malone families for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
O Lord, our God, as we honor you who are glorified by your saints, we ask for their prayers, especially those of Charles Borromeo, that he may pray for the Church Universal, that he may pray for each one of us, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. For the vine and work of human hands will become our spiritual drink. with humble spirit and contrite heart. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Look, O Lord, upon the offering placed on your altar in commemoration of St. Charles, and grant by the power of this sacrifice that as you made him an attentive pastor, outstanding in the merit of his virtues, so you may make us abound in good fruit by our works, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift up the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as on the festival of St. Charles Borromeo you bid your church rejoice, so too you strengthen her by the example of his holy life, teach her by his words of preaching, and keep her safe in answer to his prayers. And so with the company of angels and saints we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed, and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with St. Charles Borromeo, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. It was not you who chose me, says the Lord, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. This first Friday, let us pray our consecration prayer to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I give myself and consecrate to the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, my person and my life, my actions, pains, and sufferings. I may be unwilling to make use of any part of my being other than to honor, love, and glorify the Sacred Heart. This is my unchanging purpose, namely to be all His, and to do all things for the love of him, at the same time renouncing with all my heart whatever is displeasing to him. I therefore take you, O Sacred Heart, to be the only object of my love, the guardian of my life, my assurance of salvation, the remedy of my weakness and inconstancy, the atonement for all the faults of my life, and my sure refuge at the hour of death. Be then, O heart of goodness, my justification before God the Father, and turn away from me the strokes of his righteous anger. O heart of love, I put all my confidence in you, for I fear everything from my own wickedness and frailty. But I hope for all things from your goodness and bounty. Remove from me all that can displease you or resist your holy will. Let your pure love imprint your image so deeply upon my heart that I shall never be able to forget you or to be separated from you. May I obtain from all your loving kindness the grace of having my name written in your heart, for in you I desire to place all my happiness and glory, living and dying in bondage to you. Amen. Let us pray. Renewed by the sacred mysteries, we humbly pray, O Lord, that following the example of Blessed Charles Borromeo, we may strive to profess what he believed and to practice what he taught. Through Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us for Mass today here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon Central. And don't forget about the Family Rosary Across America tonight at 7 p.m. Central with Father Rocky. Stay tuned. Up next is Cale Clark with The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth. The Mass is ended.
Thanks
be to God. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray.
And
do thou, Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor hope, nor adore, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen. And I invite you to join me in singing Shepherd of Souls, Refresh and Bless, number 746. Shepherd of souls, refresh and bless.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.